This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings and peace. How are you guys doing? Now I was asked to go ahead and respond to this Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier battle that just happened.
He's not him, you know. I think he tried to, it was fake, Conor.
We want to try to derive some good from the situation and send a positive message. All right, first question. So what happened?
Couple months ago, we see how he was nice. Now he tried to be like...
He's a corpse, a dead body, a blank face. It's going to get...
You know, it's like, it's look like fake, you know?
And took out on a stretcher.
I mean, he said you were going to be leaving on a stretcher. He ends up leaving on a stretcher.
You see, when you feed the good, good comes out.
I'm honored to share the offer, brother, and we will do it again. I like you, man. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Enjoy everything.
For the best of you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And you.
Thank you so much.
When you feed the bad and the ugly, that's what you get.
You'll see him on the ground still saying some real bad stuff.
So it looked like we saw Conor McGregor feeding the good.
Do it again.
Because he was acting much more respectful. He was excited about the hot sauce.
I'm actually very excited. I'd love to taste the hot sauce.
I got a bottle for you.
He had honor and respect for Dustin, his opponent.
He's given so much back. I'm honored to share this octagon with this man.
Said he was even going to make a donation to his charity.
And they are, starting the donation to the Good Fight Foundation, and we have huge, huge plans for that. So Conor, man to man.
Pleasure, brother. My pleasure. Thank you.
You're gonna help a lot of people
yes,
with that.
Yes, and you.
So what happened?
It was fake, Conor.
He was feeding the bad and the ugly, and that's what you got.
Your wife is your husband.
At that time, he was feeding the good.
I'm proud and honored, like I said before, proud and honored to share the octagon with him.
So you got some good behavior there. Respectful, honorable. But then it looks like Conor started going back to his old ways, feeding the bad. And this is what we all have. We got the good side, the bad side. Feed the good side, you get good. You feed the bad side, and ugly side, that's what you get. And that's what Conor was doing. And it was interesting, even Dana White wasn't approving of this.
Yeah, leave people's family and wives and, you know, all that stuff out of it. Family has nothing to do with it.
You don't say this kind of stuff.
Conor said some nasty stuff. You don't say the stuff he said. That he was gonna murder me. You don't say stuff like that. You don't say stuff about people's wives either.
Joe Lee's wife!
Now, Khabib analyzed this situation quite well.
This fight show us...
And he talked about the superior being, the one that's all-powerful, more powerful than us.
It's gonna be always there, like something like superior, more powerful than we have.
And Khabib said it quite well when a person talks about, I do this, I do that, I'm the smartest, I'm the strongest, attributing all these qualities that come from the Creator to himself, God will always...
When people become like, oh, I'm do this, I can do this, because of I'm smart, because I'm strong, like, God gonna make you always humble.
Humble you. Even Conor's coaches were amazed. They said, man, this guy's young guy, he's strong, he's athletic. How do those bones get broken?
His coach interview, he say, I don't understand how this happened. Like, he's like strong young man and he broke his foot. Like, I don't understand everything from God.
When you feed the bad and the ugly and you get arrogant, humble time.
God gonna make you always humble.
The Creator, God Almighty, Allah, will humble you. It's a great lesson when a person becomes rich, famous, stronger, and they start to attribute these things to themselves, where it's I did this, I did that. And they forget about the one up above, the Creator of the heavens and earth, who gave you these abilities.
You have to be humble. You know, when you become like rich, when you become strong, when you become famous, and then you think this is because of myself, God's gonna make you humble, you know?
That's why you need to keep it humble.
God's gonna make you humble, you know?
And that's what being a true martial artist is about. You're strong, you're brave, but at the same time, you are humble. And this is what feeding that type of behavior, that toxic behavior, that ugly side, that dark side does, where you end up being disrespectful at the highest level.
But don't talk about father, I'm gonna kill you, or about wife. Like, you cannot talk about this, you know?
What kind of example are you setting?
Punch old guy.
Khabib points this out quite well.
How are you gonna support this guy? Like, when kids, like young generation people watch on him, like, watch on this sport.
So we don't want our children, the next generation coming up, taking that kind of person as a role model. We don't want people acting like Conor McGregor's.
We have to know, like, you cannot go family, wife, father, religion. Like, this is not promote fights. Like, this is, like, a little bit dangerous.
So what do we derive from this, guys? Feed the good, not the bad. Because when you feed the good, you get good. And when you feed the bad and the ugly, that's what you get. And the other point, if people like that behavior of being respectful, being honorable, having some integrity and dignity, that behavior that's led many people to accept Islam, looking at Khabib when he praises the Almighty Creator, the heavens and the earth.
I want to say thank you for God. God is number one. Other things is nothing. Alhamdulillah.
And he says, Alhamdulillah, all praises to God Almighty. And he doesn't do this, chest pumping, but he points up to the one up above. That's the one who he's talking about, the supreme, all-powerful. This is God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, the same God that Jesus worshipped, the same God that Moses worshipped, the same God that Abraham worshipped, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon them all. So what's the way of life that's making Khabib speak this way, act this way? It's Islam, submission and surrender to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. So Dustin, Connor, we invite you to look into Islam. Pick up the Quran, read it, and ask the Creator of the heavens and earth to guide you. Be thankful, be grateful for all the blessings that you have. Feed the good and you'll get the good. And ask the Creator of the heavens and earth for guidance, and he will definitely facilitate a way. Thank you guys. Hope you enjoyed this reaction and the good that we derive and the positive message that we have sent. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.